This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I know that there's been some changes to the traffic patterns over the last couple of games, with especially the outflow of traffic, as there's now two lanes of traffic heading down Big Tree Road towards Southwestern Boulevard. Just wanted to get your thoughts overall in terms of that adjustment in traffic and how you feel that's been working out over the last couple of games.
Well, I think that works out fantastic. I mean, if you go to some race tracks of NASCAR, all roads lead from the venue, and that's what they're doing now here at the stadium. Two lanes out each way. Abbott Road, I think, also is two lanes. I don't know for certain, but I think it is, towards Hamburg. And obviously, you know, both ways, Victory Road from Abbott Road goes, they split from there. So, and the other thing is also that obviously we've got 1,000 less cars on lot four. There's probably the same amount, if not more, from the old RV lot. So traffic on Abbott Road right now is it's flowing. It gets out a lot faster than it has in the past. So we actually have it's benefited us as a neighborhood besides my lot. And a little less demand. Of course, people are parking a lot farther out, walking a greater distance. I think carpooling also, I noticed a little bit of increase in the amount of people in the vehicle. I don't know if they're park at the McKinley Mall or Tops or someplace else, and then piling all in one car just to save some money and take advantage, you know, the lack of, not to take advantage, but the lack of, you know, parking. So they're trying to help out that way also. Carpooling.
I know that stadium construction is kind of throwing everything off with traffic, but how would you categorize and feel that everything has operated in terms of traffic, especially in the year and a half that things have been kind of more active down there, especially with construction?
Yeah, well, I can't speak for the north side of the stadium. I don't think they've really been affected as much as we have been on the south side. Like I said, I think traffic has been flowing very well. Only concern we have is Abbott Road. A lot of people walking because they're parking at a greater distance. Abbott Road has just turned into a four-lane pedestrian walkway without any dedicated cones to make a pedestrian sidewalk, maybe in one of the lanes so that the cars could come up and down. I mean, a little dangerous, and especially with this night game coming up. You know, we don't have the problems like they have on the north side, but, you know, I'm biting my tongue here. I hope nothing happens, you know, because nighttime, you know, vision gets a little weaker and, you know, it's could be a little, you know, people just have to be careful.
I know that maybe there was some confusion after the season opener a couple weeks ago in terms of some of the traffic patterns maybe. But for you that has talked to many Bills fans that kind of sees everything going on every time there's a game down there, what type of advice do you have for people that are, you know, either going to a Bills game for the first time or maybe it's been a while since they've been to a Bills game? What is the advice that you have for them as they head down to Orchard Park for a game this year?
Well, I've gotten some calls from people out of the area, even out of state calls, looking for parking spaces and stuff and advice. And I tell them, get here early. My lot opens at 1. Stadium lots open at 3. We close the stadium, Abbott Road off in front of the stadium at 2:30, which is a little later than they normally do that. Try to get early, out here early. You know, if you end up, because traffic on a normal day is crazy on the 91, 92, 90, Route 5. Now you have more congestion for the game. So in case anybody comes down with an illness or something at noontime, and you have to leave work early, might not be a bad thing to just try to avoid some of the traffic.
Very good. Hammer, anything else you care to add that we haven't discussed in our conversation today?
No, just everybody plan. If you sit on one side of the stadium, try to park on that side, and it'll make traffic flow a lot easier. Remember, it's the nighttime. A lot of people from out of town will be at the game, so just be patient and be careful. You know, wear light color clothing. You know, some Bills blue or red isn't a bad color, even white.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.